It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
Five the end.
The wake up call.
We've all gotten text messages from unknown numbers that seem a little suspicious. And, we've all kind of fallen victim to scams in some form or another. Well, it's possible that that just happened to Katie. She got a text message from an unknown number. And Katie, what is this text message saying?
It's saying, "Hi, Tina. This is Mona. Please let me know when you will be landing at the airport and I will drive to come and pick you up."
Now, right off the bat, seemed a little suspicious.
Didn't seem suspicious to me at all.
That is one of the key ways that I think scamming text messages get you. Because then once you respond to it, I don't know how it works. I don't understand the science behind it or even the methods. But apparently once you respond, they got you somehow.
Well, here's how the rest of it went. I said, "Sorry, this isn't Tina." They responded, "Sorry, I entered the wrong number. I hope I didn't disturb your happy day." So I hard at that.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was like an old lady. Mona. She's trying to pick up Tina at the airport.
Right.
Giving her a ride. So then some time passed. Then Mona wanted to talk.
Oh.
She said, "Thank you for reminding me. You are a friendly person. How was your day?"
Oh, boy, Katie, it's such a scam.
Okay,
this is such a scam.
Right. What if it... Let me ask you this, though. What is the scam?
I don't fully know. It could be lots of different things. But if this happens, these are the ways that you... This is according to experts on how you can protect yourself. One, it uses a realistic yet random phone number. Check.
Yes.
Okay, another one.
I googled the area code too. It's Pasadena, California.
This one doesn't apply to you, but in the past, it claims to be from a company or a person that you trust. It creates a sense of urgency to get you to act or respond.
Well, yeah, sure. Tina needs to get picked up from the airport.
And the worst one is there is a link that is involved somehow.
Okay, I know well enough now not to click on links.
Oh, good.
Okay. I would like to know where this is going, is all I'm saying. I am interested in finding out if I answer, "How was your day?"
So you haven't done that yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my God.
Okay, just listen. Just listen to me.
I am.
Okay, I am interested in knowing if I respond, how is my happy day?
Right.
And I say, my happy day has been good. How is yours? I'm interested to know what happens next.
You get scammed.
Yeah.
No, listen, do they immediately send you a link and go like, click here and I'll make all your wildest dreams come true? Is it like, well, I've had a rough one. I am a Nigerian prince and I can't get to America.
I think they know that those two things aren't. They're playing the long game. Mm-hmm. Am I right here, Kevin?
Yes, I think so. I think they're getting you to have that conversation so it builds a trust. So when they do hack you, you're like, oh, my friend is just sending me money.
There
Look
you
at
go.
These texts.
Yes. It's never from been my Mona. Friend. Mona wouldn't do that.
Some of these scams will go on for days where they're trying to get you in their web of trust.
And that is the part that I'm sort of interested in.
Not because I want to be scammed.
I'm saying because I want to see how is it that they're going to do it.
Okay, so this is going to get you to not want to do this, okay? Somebody just texted this in, and this person is totally right. Do you know what they call this in the scamming world?
No.
Pig butchering.
Oh.
Okay, and?
Well, you don't want to be a pig, do you?
I'm not a pig. They're not going to catch me. This person is not going to convince me, no matter how hard they try or what they say to me, to give in to their scam or click their link.
This is the term pig butchering comes from an analogy that scammers use comparing the initial phase of gaining the victim's trust to fattening up pigs before slaughter. You don't want to be fat. You don't want to be a fat pig.
The fact that you think that I would fall for it, though,
girl,
is so offensive.
Are you kidding me? You've been hacked so many times.
I've been hacked, but not by somebody that lured me in using like some sort of like we're communicating back and forth.
So what is your long game? What is your long game? Yeah.
My long game is to see how long I have to make them work. How long will they keep going if they don't get me on the hook? You're not interested to know, like, how are they going to try to flatter me to, like, get me to trust them? I'm interested. Listen, do I get hacked all the time? Yes, I do, okay? It isn't, because in this case, I'm not going to be emotionally manipulated. I am physically manipulated on the internet to put in my credit card number sometimes. That, yes, I do that. This is emotional manipulation, and I'm not that easy.
Smash cut to 2 weeks from now, Kevin, where Katie's going to be like, guys, I gave my friend Mona $500, and I haven't heard from her for a week, and now I'm locked out of my Instagram.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
There's a wonderful chill in the air, which is fire for her fuel in the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? You love this weather.
Oh, God, it's so good. I just ordered a new little jogger set.
I love that.
And that'll be here in a couple days. Perfect weather for that.
What color is it?
It's blue.
Oh.
It's not a light blue. It's not a dark blue.
Marty, are you there?
I'm here.
Did you hear that?
She got a jogger set?
Marty, yes. You are funny.
Marty, the tone of your voice couldn't have been more perfect for that.
Okay, I'll see you later.
All right, bye-bye. You are caller 17, and I have 5 questions dealing with pop culture. Jackpot's only $20 because she lost last time, but you know what? It's all about the victory. It's never about the money. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants, and we are live on Instagram and 106.5. Here we go. Question 1. The Emmys were over the weekend. Shogun won Best Drama. Baby Reindeer won Best Limited Series. And Hacks shockingly beat The Bear for Best Comedy. But The Bear still walked away with 11 other awards. What city does The Bear take place in?
Chicago.
That's it. That's correct. Question 2. Speaking of the Emmys, there was controversy during the In Memoriam segment. They had Jelly Roll perform his song, I Am Not Okay, which is about suicide, and some people thought that the lyrics were in poor taste. Spell Memoriam.
Memoriam. M-E-M-O-R-I-U-M.
Question three. Kendrick Lamar is going to be the Super Bowl halftime show, but because the Super Bowl is in New Orleans, Lil Wayne thought the NFL was going to ask him, since he's from there. He said he did not take that news well, that he got snubbed, and he got really depressed about it. The Saints play in New Orleans, but what NBA team plays there?
The NBA?
Yeah, where? Don't swear.
Yeah, I don't. Sorry.
All right, time's up. Moving on. Question four. 90s rock band Jane's Addiction was playing a live show in Boston, and lead singer Perry Farrell and guitarist Dave Navarro got into a physical fight on stage over Farrell thinking that the band was playing too loud. Dave Navarro is more known for being in what other band, though? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, or Soundgarden?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And question five, Justin Timberlake pleaded guilty in his DWI case on Friday. He gave a public statement on the dangers of driving under the influence, which was part of his plea deal. He also has to pay a $500 fine and do 25 hours of community service. If his hours of community service tripled to 75, how many full days is that?
75 days or 75 hours?
Yeah, how many full days are 75 hours?
That is 24, 48, 72. That's three full days.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Marty, when you're not swearing on the radio, what do you do?
That's my second time saying the SH word. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Marty, then this is your last time coming on the show with us. I'm sick of it.
I said it so quiet this time.
Well, it doesn't matter what if you say it quiet. She said a dirty word, and I had to dump out of it.
Okay.
So, but she's like, well, I said it quiet.
I have a question. Why can I not say the SH word, but they can say the B? You guys can say the B word.
Great question.
You got to ask the FCC.
The FCC has a list of words that you can say, and anything that's not on that, or that you can't say, and anything that's not on that list, you can say, and the B word is not on that list, but the S word is.
Right. I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
I apologize.
The FCC won't let us be, or let me be me.
We can say the A word, but we can't say the AH word.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Which is so not like the government to have something that doesn't make sense. All right, here we go. Question one, the Emmys were over the weekend. Shogun, best drama. Baby Reindeer, best limited series. One of the best shows I've seen in years. And Hacks shockingly beat The Bear for best comedy.
I've never even heard of Hacks.
It's in its third season somehow. I've heard of it, but...
This is like Suits.
Yeah. Anyway, The Bear still won 11 other Emmy Awards.
It better.
All right, wow. What city does The Bear take place in?
Chicago.
That is it. Yes, Chicago.
God, I love that show.
I love that city. Question two, speaking of the Emmys, there was controversy during the In Memoriam segment. They had Jelly Roll perform his song, I Am Not Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a song about suicide, and a lot of people thought that lyrically this was in poor taste. Spell Memoriam.
Oh, God. M-E-M-O-R-I-A-M. Memoriam.
Yes! Look at you with the A at the end. Yeah.
As opposed to what?
A lot of people think it's with the U. Marty did. I do.
See that.
Yeah. Question three. You know who the Super Bowl halftime show is this year, right?
Kendrick
Lamar. Well, the Super Bowl's in New Orleans, and Lil Wayne was really sure that the NFL was going to ask him to be the Super Bowl halftime show.
Okay.
Because he's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
He got snubbed, and he said, "I am not okay. Like, I've been very depressed about getting snubbed."
Really?
And it's like, honey, why did you think that anybody was going to ask you to do that?
I mean, sweetie, really?
You are Lil Wayne.
I mean, at best, you might be featured.
Right.
But to think that you were going to be the headliner?
Even a feature, like,
I can see him being a feature.
Buddy, you know it's 2024.
Yeah.
All right. The Saints play in New Orleans for the NFL.
Right.
What NBA team plays in New Orleans?
The Pelicans.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relatively new, yes?
I think so.
Were they used to be called something else?
You are so asking the wrong guy.
Got it.
All right. Question four. The 90s rock band Jane's Addiction was playing a live show in Boston.
This is wild.
The lead singer, Perry Farrell, and guitarist Dave Navarro got into a physical fight on stage. Perry Farrell had to be held back.
It seemed very one-sided.
Yeah, Dave Navarro seemed like he didn't really want to fight, but Perry Farrell really did.
Really?
They were fighting because Perry Farrell thought that the band was playing too loud and no one could hear him sing.
Boy, can I relate.
Dave Navarro is actually more known for being in what other band? Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica, or Soundgarden?
I think it's Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Was he married to Carmen Electra?
Yes, he was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Electra.
Right. Question five. Justin Timberlake pleaded guilty in his DWI case on Friday. We watched his public statement live in the studio, but it was at the end of the show. He had to make that public statement as part of his plea deal. He also has to pay a $500 fine, and he also has to do 25 hours of community service. But if his hours of community service tripled to 75, how many full days is that? She's thinking about it. 3 seconds.
Three.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at you.
Look at me.
All right, Marty, are you there?
I'm here.
All righty. Final score. Marty, you got three, but Katie got all five right.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
You know what I like about you, Marty? I like that you're somebody that asks questions. You're
right.
Inquisitive. You want to know that. Things.
I love
well,
that.
I'm a teacher, so it's,
you're a teacher.
Makes sense why
this is the second time you've sworn on our show.
I know.
All right.
Don't do it in class, I promise.
Well, we'll take your word for it. We had $20 in the jackpot tomorrow, and Marty, for the very last time ever on our show, you want to say.
I am not smarter than Katie.
You are not smarter today. Than Katie today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Pizza Hut. Do I have your attention? They are probably the leaders of pizza when it comes to America, as sad as that is. As an Italian, Pizza Hut is as edible as the plates that they are served on. But the one thing I'm going to give them, they're innovators.
Oh.
They have been working on something, and they finally revealed it to the world. Now, are these changes to improve the taste of, we'll call it pizza? No. It's for the box.
For the box?
Yes.
Okay, and what was wrong with the box?
Well, I'm glad that you asked.
Okay.
Prior to now, when you were done with it, you had garbage.
Right.
Now, when you're done with it, you have furniture. Because the new Pizza Hut boxes can be fashioned into a table. A little teeny tiny table for you to have pizza on. Why'd they do this? Great question. They know that the international helping your friend move meal is pizza and beer.
Yeah.
So the idea is that you can take your pizza box and make it into a table when you're moving so that you can eat pizza still not like an animal. Not
just
on the floor.
On the floor.
Right. And at first, people are like, oh, this is a great idea. I say this is disingenuous at best.
Really?
And I think that the whole moving thing is a ruse.
Okay.
And really, this is Pizza Hut knowing their clientele better than any other company.
And knowing what about them?
That they don't have tables.
Gavin.
Pizza Hut knows that if you are ordering a Pizza Hut pizza, things are not going well for you. And I'm not saying that because it's affordable, because it's really not affordable anymore. It's gone up in price like everything else. I'm saying because your standards are so low that you're willing to eat Pizza Hut pizza.
Say, I certainly have seen you put back some Pizza Hut pizza.
If it's in front of me, I'll eat it.
Right.
The worst pizza is still pizza.
Here's the thing. If you're down and out, I don't really think a table is at that big of a high priority. The other thing is, it's like, well, we're not going to, let's say the moving thing is real. The idea that, like, oh, well, we're not going to put our pizza box on the ground, but we are going to sit on the ground. Because
right.
In this scenario, this box is what? 2.5 feet tall? Once you make it into a table, it's just a pizza box with some card, with a cardboard box underneath it. And that is created into what looks like maybe like an end table.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It looks like a little end table.
But you still have to sit on the floor to eat it.
You still have to sit on the floor.
Now, here's the other problem I have. When do you feed people pizza when you're moving?
When you're done.
What usually when you're done? What is at the very least one of the first pieces you move into a house?
A table.
Usually it's a table.
So you agree with me.
Okay, then it is for the table less.
This is not a moving thing.
Okay.
This is Pizza Hut knowing that their clientele's trash.
Gavin!
Sorry!
You guys are a hater. I love Pizza Hut. It tastes delicious.
All right.
And also, don't feed your movers after everything's moved. It's like a midway snack to have more energy to finish. This looks amazing. You don't want to get grease on your new floors.
Okay.
That's why having the box is nice. And it looks really cute. Did you see the picture it comes in? They're having wine. They're having a great time.
It's true. In an empty house with a lamp on the floor in the background. So let me get this straight to piggyback off of Katie's theory, which is sound. You're telling me that these gals moved everything out of the apartment, everything except for a lamp, so that they could sit there and have pizza off of their Pizza Hut table? Oh,
you're saying that they're in the old apartment, not the new apartment.
But I can't think of a reason why you'd move everything out of the old apartment and then hang out in the old apartment.
Wow. You just have to get your last emotions out.
They look like they're having the time of their lives in this
picture.
That's
why I think it's the new apartment.
Okay, so then where's all their stuff?
Behind them!
So then why aren't they using chairs and tables? When your mom lived in your house with you, what was in the kitchen?
Food?
No.
A table?
What kind of table?
A pool table?
No, not a pool table.
Well, it's a ping pong pool table combo.
Oh! I didn't know it was the combo.
And it could be an ice hockey table.
Right.
Air hockey.
But no kitchen table.
No.
And he said he loved Pizza Hut pizza.
Kevin.
I'm not trash, okay?
Well, and you could never move.
Ew.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call. And now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan. And we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we try not to get into politics on this show, but every once in a while, something comes up in the political world and we would look stupid if we ignored it. Just like prior when we discussed Taylor Swift, the biggest pop star in the world, the biggest star in the world, coming out and endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Well, at first it seemed like, you know what? Donald Trump seems to be digesting that okay. Then he had a couple days to think about it, and clearly he is not okay.
Okay, now I want to point out, this has nothing to do with how we feel politically or anything.
No.
When we are equal opportunity ball busters here. When Biden crashed and burned at the debates, we were the first one to be like, get Pop off the stage and let him, he can barely stand.
One of the funniest conversations I think we ever had, making fun of Joe Biden when he couldn't remember the name of the person he was singing happy birthday to.
Right.
I mean, it was great.
Okay.
This is different, okay?
No, this is along those lines.
No, it is those lines, but it's not what you think. Because here's what happened. Over the weekend, he just hopped on Truth Social and in all caps.
Apropos of nothing, as far as we can tell.
He was one of those memes that starts nobody. And then he just tweeted out, I hate Taylor Swift. In all caps. Exclamation point. I hate. Just imagine this was real life. You're sitting in a room with somebody, and then out of nowhere, it's quiet, and then that person just goes, I hate Taylor Swift! And everybody jumps because it spooked them, and they go, oh my God, why, what happened? And then their response is only, they like somebody I don't like.
Right.
And you know what's funny is, he did this at 10:45 in the morning.
Okay.
Now, well, Donald Trump,
that's good for him.
Historically, is up in the middle of the night all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think he goes to bed until like 3 or 4 in the morning. So it's conceivable And I'm making a lazy joke. It's just conceivable, keeping those hours, that maybe he just woke up. Now, we all have weird thoughts as soon as we wake up.
Right.
So maybe that's what this was. Maybe he had just woken up. He had a nightmare about Taylor Swift.
No, because the timing doesn't add up.
It doesn't?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to be nice to him.
Okay. It's more like he had just finished third breakfast. Okay. And when he was having first breakfast, he was feeling a certain kind of way, but he was able to crunch it down.
Right.
And then second breakfast came around and he's like, oh, it's pancakes. And I do like that. But there's just something scratching an itch on my brain. And then third breakfast comes and he goes, yes, I got the bacon I wanted, but I ate Taylor Swift.
You don't think somebody, he asked for more bacon and one of his butlers just goes, I'll get it to you as swiftly as I possibly can. And he was just like, flips his table over.
Now, the Kansas City Chiefs did play over the weekend.
They did. Yes, they did.
And Taylor was there.
She was.
I can't imagine he was watching sports.
I don't imagine he watches sports either, but it's possible. Maybe he was doom scrolling and saw her, because who can't see her when you doom scroll?
Right.
Imagine your 78-year-old uncle.
Oh my God.
Did this out of nowhere. And you know that, like, he has an important job and, like, he has a lot on his mind.
Even if he didn't, Gavin.
Okay, or even if he didn't, he's retired, okay? And he's living life, he's living his best life. He just Facebooks, I hate Taylor Swift, out of nowhere, a 78-year-old man.
Take Taylor Swift out of it. Let's say
I hate anything.
I hate Chapel Roan.
Not even a person.
Okay.
What if he was just like,
I hate chair.
I hate mailboxes. You would immediately text your crazy uncle and be like, oh my God.
Are you okay?
Uncle Frank, what happened?
Right.
What did a mailbox do to you?
Yeah.
And then they would have to say, a mailbox likes somebody that I don't like. And that's why I hate them. So anyway. We had to talk about that because it's so crazy. I'll bet Taylor Swift saw that. Somebody showed it to her.
If you are Taylor Swift and you see that, you laugh hysterically. I would love nothing more than to find out that even if it was my boss,
right?
Okay, to find out that at 10:45 in the morning, he was just so incensed with whatever I'd done that he had to take it to the people and in caps.
Right. He had to tell millions of people how much he hated you.
So funny.
God almighty.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
It's the wake up call, and we have something very special that we're excited to witness here in the studio. We are joined by Dr. Z, who is from California IVF, somebody that knows Katie very
well. Very well. He's my IVF doctor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, I understand that you guys had an amazing opportunity that you were willing to give to a very lucky couple. Tell everybody what it was.
So the awareness giveaway, the idea was to bring attention to IVF, and we were providing a multi-cycle IVF plan, which has more than one treatment phase to it, and then an ovarian PRP, which is a kind of emerging treatment, and we gave those two cycles away. And also couldn't resist and added two others to the mix.
Hold on. Don't put the cart before the horse. If you missed that, you wanted to give away a entire cycle of
multiple
IVF.
Multiple cycles.
Because sometimes it doesn't work right away on the first one, which is, you know, emotional and heartbreaking, but it's part of the process sometimes. And you were going to give one away. And then you thought, you know what? It's too difficult to pick one couple. We got to do two.
We ended up actually four.
You did four
couples? Yeah. That is amazing. And we actually are lucky enough to have two of the apparently four couples here in the studio. First of all, this is Yvette. Say hello, Yvette.
Hi, I'm very thankful and excited to be here today.
Oh, thank you.
I'll bet. Okay, so how long have you been trying to become a family?
So it's been going on almost 3 years now that my husband and I have been trying to grow our family.
Was it the cost that was being difficult for you?
Yes, definitely. The financial aspect of it was the biggest obstacle that we're facing right now.
And then you saw this opportunity from California IVF and you thought,
bingo.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yes. I was actually, you know, listening to the wake up call one morning and I heard you guys promoting this giveaway that California IVF was offering. And I told my husband about it. We submitted our video, crossed our fingers, and here we are.
What was that moment like?
It was very surreal. I remember exactly where I was sitting at my dining table, working on some schoolwork. And then I get the phone call. My heart just dropped.
I'm sure.
I felt like I was in another universe. I started crying, told her thank you. Processed it after the phone call and called my husband.
Let's talk to Arla now, who is also somebody who's very lucky for just joining us. We're here with Dr. Z from California IVF. What started off is a brain job where, hey, let's give away a multi-cycle IVF treatment for a lucky couple, somehow turned into four couples. Now we have Arla here as well, and you also won, right?
Yes, very excited to be here. Excited to meet you guys too.
Well, thank you. Now, are you here with your wife?
Yes, my wife Lisa.
Okay, so you guys have a different struggle, mm-hmm. which is being a same-sex couple.
Yep.
How are we going to have a baby? Did you ever feel like that wasn't going to be an option for you?
Yeah, of course it's a struggle, you know, financially and, you know, donor sperm as well as everything else is a factor for us. It's not cheap either. So
have you asked Kevin if he would be willing to donate some?
What do you think, Kevin?
Stop trying to give Kevin sperm away.
You're right. We should sell it. You're right. Top shelf.
Where are you in the process?
Taking the birth control. Should be doing more by the end of the month.
Okay.
The retrieval. Hopefully by the end of the month. So
how do you picture this changing your life? Walk us through what you envision the next 5-10 years of your life looking like.
Hopefully crazy. I do already have a son. So, you know, we're trying real hard right now to get him a sibling. That's what we really want. But yeah, I'm hoping that it's full of craziness, diapers, you know, kids running around going crazy. That's what I'm hoping for.
Okay, so I have a question. It's a very personal question. How do you choose a sperm donor? And have you done it already?
Yes, we've done it. We're trying to use the same donor as my son, so they'll be full siblings.
Oh, that's nice.
Great. Yep. I love that. Yep. And let me tell you, like, you know, for anybody who doesn't know, my wife and I lost our daughter Phoebe at 41 weeks. I remember that emotion of feeling like I just want a crazy household. Mm. At the time, we only had a son as well. And I remember thinking, like, I really just want a loud, noisy house filled with kids. It's all I want in life. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you that it happened.
And now
I regret it some days.
He didn't used to have grays.
No, yeah, that's actually true. Very true. But listen, congratulations to you, Yvette. Congratulations to you.
Yes, you guys.
Dr. Z, seriously, the generosity behind this is insane.
Isn't he so cute?
So great. From California IVF, if you missed it, has given away four multi-cycle IVF treatments to four lucky couples that will finally get their dreams to come true.
Amazing.
Dr. Z, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
106.5
The End. Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Calling a guy named Scott at the request of his girlfriend. Scott works at a restaurant, but his girlfriend did not give me a lot of information about his work. So I'm calling him to see if I can join his fantasy football league, work fantasy football league, even though I do not work there. So I'm trying to fake it a little bit and not very well.
Okay.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Scott?
Yeah, who's this?
Oh, it's Raul from work. I was just calling to say that I'm interested in signing up for the Fantasy Football League.
Okay, yeah, you can sign up.
Awesome.
Have we met? Do you work in the back of house, or I don't know, have we met before?
Yeah, I work in the back of the house, yeah.
Okay. Did you send me an email, I guess? Or did you talk to anyone else at work about, like, how we did it?
I'm kind of new, and, you know, I got your phone number from somebody else at work.
Who did you get it from?
Who did I get your phone number from? The guys for fantasy football guys.
Which one?
Ron.
Who?
Mo.
Those sound like two different names. Who did you talk to?
Like a bunch of guys, like the group. What's the buy-in?
It's kind of
what's
like
the...
a tight-knit thing, though, and I'm not really sure. Have we ever worked together? Because I've been working at the restaurant for a little while, and I didn't realize they hired someone new.
Yeah, I'm in the very back of the house.
Well, like, what do you do?
I make food.
I know. I mean, we all like. But who are you under right now?
Who am I under?
Yeah, like who's in charge of your station?
Varn.
Who?
What's the buy-in?
I still don't know who you are, and this is kind of sketchy to me, and I've never met you.
Right.
And we've already closed our deadline.
Okay, Scott, I'll just come clean. I don't work with you. I don't work there. You work at a restaurant? I didn't even know that. but my name is Raul, though, and I really do want to join your fantasy football league.
How did you find me? How did you know about my league? Why are you calling me?
Your girlfriend is the one who told me that you have a fantasy football league, and I met her the other day at Starbucks.
That's very weird. I don't understand why you would approach people randomly to try to join their football league.
I know.
How many leagues are you in?
Oh, man, I don't even know anymore. At least 12.
Is this how you make money, or what's your goal here?
Yeah, it's how I make money. It's how I make money so that I can get out of debt, basically. Because,
well, look, man, I don't know you, and right. I don't think anyone that I work with would be cool with me just adding in a guy who makes all his money through fantasy.
It's not all my money. This isn't how I make all my money. I've got other ways that I make money.
But you understand, it's a very strange thing for me to have to explain to my coworkers. I don't think this is going to work out.
Well, just don't tell them that I don't work there. You saw how well I convinced you that I work there. You bought it hook, line, and sinker.
You didn't convince me. You had no idea of anyone who works at my job. You can't get fake non-names.
Okay, so give me some names. Do you guys get together? Like, do you meet in person?
Of course we meet in person. We work together. Unlike you, who doesn't work there.
What?
Do you understand how this is kind of a crazy thing?
I understand how it seems crazy. Strangers are just friends we haven't met yet. I'm good at fantasy football. I hear you're good at fantasy football.
I'm sure you're good at fantasy football. It sounds like you're a hustler trying to hustle people out of money. So that doesn't really convince me to include you, a stranger, into a fantasy football league with my friends.
Scott, I'm going to level with you, okay? I'm not allowed on the professional fantasy football sites anymore. They kicked me off. And if you let me into yours, I'll give you a little taste of my winnings.
Do you hear yourself?
If you don't let me in, this will be the first company that I haven't been able to get into.
You're not going to be in my football league. I don't know who you are.
Okay, fine. All right. Well, this is very disappointing.
Good.
Jeez. Okay. Well, let me tell you one more thing then before I get going. None of this has been real. Your girlfriend and I did have a conversation, but it was about prank phone calling you on a phone scam. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and none of that was real.
So you don't want into my football league?
I could care less about fantasy football.
Okay. I thought that was so absurd. I was like, in what world did my girlfriend give a random person my phone number so that she could hit me up to be in my football league? That's just so crazy.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.